Marjorie Taylor Greene, UCC agreed to debate me on Green New Deal. By Robert Krajicek on April 22, 2021. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, tweeted on Wednesday that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, agreed to debate her over the Green New Deal. Democrats regularly frame the Green New Deal as a legislative attempt to combat climate change and global warming. Greene attached a photo of her and Ocasio-Cortez on the House floor to a tweet mentioning her New York colleague. "I'm glad I ran into you today, to plan our debate about the Green New Deal. After I finish reading all 14 pages, like we agreed, I'll schedule time for our debate. Hashtag MTGFSOC." Greene also wrote, "Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal will destroy the U.S.'s oil and gas industry just after we became energy independent from President Trump's hashtag America First policies. Our ability to export oil and gas gives the U.S. great negotiating power in the world. China and Russia love the GND." Greene invited Ocasio-Cortez to a televised debate on April 14. She tweeted, "I'd like to challenge you to a debate on the Green New Deal economic policy. Since you sponsored the Green New Deal and have a degree in economics, I'm sure you are more than qualified." She continued, "I just have a degree in business admin and have owned a construction company for 20 years. A debate between UCC and I on the Green New Deal economic policy would be informative for the American people. They deserve to hear the two sides with pros and cons. You can choose one moderator and I choose a moderator," Greene added. "Then we can negotiate a major news network to host the debate. Let's do this for the people. What do you say?" Ocasio-Cortez linked what she described as the climate crisis to racial justice on Thursday. She stated, "We must recognize in legislation that the trampling of indigenous rights is a cause of climate change. That the trampling of racial justice is a cause of climate change." In 2019, Ocasio-Cortez remarked, "The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change."